This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, hour three, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Edward Bartlett joining us now. He is founder of Save. Welcome, Edward. How are you?
I'm wonderful, John. And hey, I grew up in Colorado Springs, so it's great to chat
with
you.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us. And fellow Coloradan, we'll take that anytime we get it.
Certainly. I'm happy to be with you.
All right. You are founder of SAVE, an organization focused on fairness and due process on college campuses. Talk to us about lawsuits by detransitioners. In fact, for a lot of folks listening, I think they might know what a detransitioner is, but explain.
Yeah, a detransitioner is a person who at some point was persuaded to change their gender, and they took hormone treatments. They may have undergone surgery.
Right.
And then, lo and behold, it didn't cure their mental health concerns, and they realized it was all a huge mistake. So they wanted to go back to being their original gender.
Okay.
So that's what a detransitioner is. What's amazing is just Monday, the Supreme Court handed down a very important decision. This was regarding a new law in Idaho. This law was passed last year. But the ACLU said, no, we don't want to have any law that might discourage persons confused about their gender. We don't want that kind of law. So the ACLU challenged the law.
Okay.
So ultimately ended up at the Supreme Court of the United States. And so Monday, the Supreme Court handed down its decision saying, people in Idaho, you must follow this law that bans gender transitioning for underage youth.
Sounds like a good law to me.
Well, it's a step in the right direction, and it turns out it's not just the Supreme Court. We're seeing lawsuits. We're seeing scientific research saying that all of these claims about, you know, alleviating people's mental health concerns, that's a bunch of hooey. Public opinion has shifted.
Mm-hmm.
So on every front, the people advocating for gender transitioning, more and more they're on the losing side.
Yep. I've interviewed many, many people, even some folks that have, you know, one of the first detransitioners who had been, you know, had transitioned, had been that way around 10 years and then went back to being a man, went to a woman, went back to being a man. And I've interviewed some of these individuals over the years, Edward, even back before the transgender movement was really getting as big as it is today. And, you know, really, I guess you could say, sort of had some initial insight into some of this and realizing, you know, number one, and I've gone on record saying this, everybody listening to me for any length of time knows this. I look at the whole transgender movement, and you said it well a moment ago, it's a mental illness. We're promoting, in my opinion, mental illness. We're not trying to fix the core problem. I mean, we're really abusing, in my opinion, individuals along these lines, mutilating kids in the process. And yeah, I think people finally, Edward, are waking up to the fact of what I'm saying. And the reality is, yes, do these people have mental struggles? And you know, does my heart go out to them in that? Absolutely, it does, Edward. And I'll say that all day long. But I'm also not going to promote people transitioning their sex.
Yeah. Well, these people have been what I call victims of Marxist ideology.
Yep, absolutely.
And let me explain why I say that. Karl Marx, he had a grand vision. And that vision was a society that was not only classless, but also sexless.
Right.
No sexes. There would just be 52 genders. Take your pick. Change your gender willy-nilly.
Yep. I look at it also, and the reason why I believe that you're correct in what you're saying is I look at this whole, you know, I'm not the right sex. I was born in the wrong body. To me, this is a slap in the face of Almighty God, who, by the way, doesn't make any mistakes. It's the reality of saying, wait a minute, God, you screwed up. You made me the wrong gender. I'm now going to fix this. And I look at that part of it as well, which, by the way, Edward, goes all the way back to the whole Marxist ideology as well, where there is no God either.
Yeah, well, you're definitely right about that. And I think, you know, in fairness, we should say, yes, there is such a thing as gender dysphoria, right? But to start talking to young kids like 5, 8 years old that, hey, maybe you're in a male body, but maybe you're a female at heart, that's just plain out, that's child abuse.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, and we have to call a spade. We have an assault on the truth. Because biology is a lot to say here, but unfortunately the advocates of this Marxist ideology, they don't want us to believe in biology.
No, they don't. Well, and Ed, make sure that you follow me here. Make sure that I'm thinking correctly. So, again, we got Edward Bartlett with us. He is the founder of SAVE. And folks listening, please bear with me here. I think I'm going to try to explain this as well as I can, Edward. But I'm a mechanic by heart. I owned, you know, auto shops for years and years. How I ended up on the radio, you know, it's a whole nother story, but I'm here. But I am that type of an individual. I'm very technically inclined, and I like fixing things and taking things apart and so on, and it's how my mind works. Now, on the same token, Edward, I am marveled at people that can draw and paint pictures and do things, because in my world, Edward, I can't draw a stick figure. Now, I marvel at the people that can, and where I'm going with this is, if you were to, you know, if I was to now say, you know, Edward, I'm an artist. You know, I'm going to go out. I'm going to be an artist. That's what I want to do. I'm going to paint beautiful pictures and so on and so forth. The reality is I would be a mental case, because at the end of the day, no, I'm not an artist. And anybody looking at my work would tell me that, no, John, you're not an artist. Go back to what you once did. My point is, Edward, is we're allowing people to become things that they're not.
Yeah, and you use the phrase mental case, and that's exactly right, is that, you know, these people go through this, you know, whether it's hormone therapy or, you know, genital mutilation, whatever they end up doing, but it doesn't solve their mental health issues.
Nope.
So then you see the continued suicides.
Yep.
It's not because they are being harassed at school. It's because their fundamental mental health issue, or could be autism, but that problem has not been fixed. To date, there's already been 18 lawsuits.
Wow.
Against providers of gender transitioning services. Two of them involve what's called wrongful death. In other words, the person who gender transitioned committed suicide, took their life. That shows you the severity of what we're talking about.
Hmm. It's sad. I mean, everything you just said, and again, these are statistics I've talked about now for years as well. It's sad that we've gotten to this point. A lot of these people have become statistics. I do believe that it's a result of some of the ideology you've mentioned as well. I'll add to that, though, Edward, this is a money game as well. Unfortunately, you know, you came from Colorado Springs and go further south to Trinidad, which is where a lot of this really started from initially. And Edward, let's face it, the transition end of things and the dollars that are there are huge, and there are a lot of evil doctors, in my opinion, that are doing nothing more than chasing a buck.
Well, you're totally right, and I'll give you the numbers. So each year, we're now up to 9,000 transgender surgeries in the United States.
Okay.
With a market value of, get this, $1.9 billion in 2021.
Okay. Proving my point. Proving my point.
Yeah, that's a lot of money being thrown at this issue.
That's right. Yeah, these are, and again, the folks down in Trinidad, and if you're listening, because our signal does go that far, you were the instigators of a lot of this. You guys started, the doctor that was down there, and I don't know his name, Edward, I guess I should have looked it up, but he started a lot of this and got this whole the whole, you know, gender transformation end of things started, if you would. And I'm sad to say that started here in Colorado. A lot of people around the world, by the way, don't know that. But for those of you listening, yep, right in our backyard, Trinidad, Colorado is where this really started.
Well, and I'll also share with you another interesting fact is that because of these lawsuits and so forth and so on, we are now seeing these gender modification providers rolling back, shutting down their services.
Yeah.
And I'll mention in particular, Children's Hospital of Colorado
Yep.
has shut down its gender modification services. So, you know, we do have a level of momentum against this insanity, but hey, we've got a long way to go.
Yes, we do. Okay, so speaking of that, how do folks find you? How can they stay up on everything that's happening in this particular end of things? You know, how do we keep up on this, Edward?
Yeah, so all of this is related to Title IX, which is the federal law, that, and they're trying to change the definition of sex to include gender identity. This is happening right now under the Biden administration. So our website, that we're fighting this regulation, obviously. So our website is saveservices.org,
okay.
saveservices.org.
Awesome. I've got a lot of links in my notes as well. I'll make sure that that main link is up as well. Edward, again, thank you very much. Any news comes up you'd like to bring back to our listeners, by all means, reach out, and I'll have you back. I'd love to.
All right, we'll do that, John. You take care.
I will. I appreciate it very much. And as all of you guys know, this is a topic that is near and dear to me. I feel like we are abusing, especially children, but adults as well. Anytime we go down this path, I take a lot of heat off air, by the way, for my position on the whole transgender movement. And yes, it is in fact a mental illness through and through. The studies continue to show that. Anybody that wants to change who they are, male or female, to the opposite sex has a screw loose. I'm sorry, there's no other way to say it. And if that's you, I'm sorry. There are people out there that can help you through these things. And no, it is not mutilating your body and changing your sex. That is not the answer, much to what Edward said a few minutes ago. So at the end of the day, it is a mental illness. It needs to be fixed. And no, mutilating someone's body is not a way to fix it. And by the way, I'll stand by that until I go to the grave. I'll be right back. K&R Home Transitions is up next. Now, one thing, and I talk about this on Health and Wellness, especially Wednesdays, is Catherine and Robin taking the stress out of buying and selling a home. Because, yes, it's very stressful. And I don't care how should I say this? I don't care how skilled you are at buying and selling homes. Because a lot of you, even though you're not realtors, have done this many times. The move and that transition itself, that's why it's K&R Home Transitions, is stressful, and it can be stressful to not only you, but your entire family. So take the stress out of that. Get some literal hands-on service from two realtors, not one, and have them help you through that entire process of either buying or selling a home. 720-437-8210, or also find them at klzradio.com. And then the other thing that is stressful is the legal end of things. Whether it's an accident you've been involved in, the insurance company's not moving quickly enough, you've got an issue going on in your business, whatever the case may be, legal issues can be stressful as well. And call Kevin Flesh if that's the case with you and you need some help. 303-806-8886.
Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh & Beck Law has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh & Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
All right, Alan Davis will help you with the solar choice for your home. Is it right? What's the right program? Is there a good fit for you? And there's multiple options. Call him today. Find him at klzradio.com.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today, by the way, on this fine Wednesday hump day. You made it halfway through the week, as most of you are probably heading home by now. And speaking of heading home, unless you're driving an EV, it takes gas. Or some of you diesel, but most of you it's gasoline. And unfortunately, you're going to see gas prices start to climb. And no, it's not just because of Memorial Day. Even though the climb of fuel prices happens about now, and a lot of that is attributed to the use of more fuel traveling and so on over the Memorial Day weekend. Although that is not the only reason. While Memorial Day takes a lot of blame for the increase in fuel prices, really what's to blame, and I've talked about this many, many times in the past. I'm going to talk about it again today because it's in the news. The biggest reason why summer fuel prices or prices of gasoline go up in the summer fuel prices, reason why they're higher than winter, is because we have to have 14 different blends of fuel coast to coast because of the different state and or federal regulations in regards to emissions and so on in those particular areas. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If the Democrats, Joe Biden, really cared about Americans and their pocketbook, in fact, this would be a great selling point going into the election. It won't happen because they don't care. But one thing that would actually help them in the election, and by the way, Donald Trump could take a note out of this playbook as well. If you made, literally, you could get this down to probably three blends, and I'm not exaggerating, West Coast, middle of the country, East Coast, you could literally do three blends of fuel. You would overnight cut the price of fuel by at least 25 cents a gallon, if not more. There are some estimates it could go as high as 40. So again, those of you on the left, if Joe Biden and the left really cared about people, and before you come back and say, well, we have all those different blends because that's what the environment needs. You know, that's BS. Not true. Not in today's world. It's not true anymore. We're living off of data and regulations on fuel blends from 30 years ago, and I'm not exaggerating. The data hasn't been updated and needs to be. Cars aren't emitting what they once were. The average age of the fleet is 13 years, 12.8 roughly. That's exact, to be honest with you, 12.8. I think it's 12.8. Call it 13. So think about that. That means most people are driving vehicles that are 13 years of age or newer. And I get it's an average. There's going to be some older, some newer. On average, it's 13 years. It's 2024. So do the math. That means most people are driving a 2011 or newer vehicle. If you look at the emissions output on vehicles made in 2011 to now, it's nil. It's nothing. The blend of the fuel has nothing to do with what's being emitted out the tailpipe. Not anymore. But yet, because of old rules and regulations, because things don't get updated, you know, near enough in government, because it's an act of Congress to do things, literally, takes forever. Now, you could executive order this tonight. With a stroke of a pen, Joe Biden could change this overnight. And it's been done before. Back when gasoline got up to $4 a gallon during the Bush era, It happened. He did that. You could literally lower fuel prices overnight by one stroke of the pen. We want three blends, one for the middle of the country, one for the East Coast, one for the West Coast. Call it good. And you would lower fuel prices overnight. Won't happen. They're not going to do it. Joe Biden has no intention of doing anything along those lines. But you could literally change things overnight by doing that. So, again, that's the biggest reason you're going to see fuel prices go up at the pump is because of the different blends of fuel on a coast-to-coast basis. Craig, what's going on?
Hey, John. Earlier you said the mayor has announced they're going to cut the Denver police budget for the illegal immigrants.
$8.4 million.
Okay, did they specify what those cuts would be?
No.
Would that be layoffs?
I didn't dig into it enough to know exactly, nor, honestly, Craig, I'm not sure they've even announced that yet. So, again, I don't know whether that was, you know, again, there's always some overages in some budgets. The optics look terrible no matter what the answer is.
Well, don't you think that the thugs and criminals are, like, licking their chops right now?
Of course.
You know, and it's like, okay, I don't know what the crime statistics have been since COVID in the city and county of Denver, but when you make an announcement like that, it sure can't help.
No, it cannot. Agree.
And I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. You know, these people voted for this guy's, his whole platform was to...
And homelessness.
And the homelessness.
That's right.
Maybe what he was not counting on is that a lot of these people would be illegal immigrants. As, you know, not just, you know, let's say, Denver citizens or United States citizens that are homeless. You know, that I think that's a worthy cause. But to extend that to illegal immigrants and give them... protections or financing that they're not even legally entitled to.
Right. Correct. To me, this is going to backfire big for Mike Johnson. If he doesn't get a handle on this, he will be a one-term mayor.
I believe so, too. I mean, if the crime, you know, these people, when they started seeing these camps grow and move into their neighborhoods, the very people that voted for them were like, oh, not in my neighborhood. I don't want one of these camps in my neighborhood. So, you know, it's like I just can't wrap my head around. And I understand New York, some of the New York illegal immigrants that have been put up in some of these nicer hotels in New York are now complaining that they're going to be evicted. Like they have some kind of right to be there.
That's right.
And as far as Johnson trying to say that, you know, these are people that will do the jobs that other people won't, that very well may be. But they have to get a work permit first. They have to start going through the channels of becoming an American citizen, get a work visa, whatever the case may be. How about getting an ID to start with?
Yep.
Not just start handing them money.
Yep.
Yep. I don't know.
Great point. No. Craig, I'll leave you at that. Spot on. I cannot argue with anything you just said. You were spot on, right on the money. Conrad, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, John, you know, for sure, the Democrats don't want the price of fuel to go down because they want to force us to drive electric cars.
True.
They're not going to want to.
True. Here's what's funny, though, Conrad, and you're right. I agree with you, although that still isn't selling very well with the general public. And that's one of the things that, frankly, I think our side could message on and do very well that we're not, by the way, Conrad, another area where our messaging stinks and we're missing the boat. And again, the topic I just said a moment ago, you could run that as a part of your campaign and talk about what I just did, because the reality is you're right. They don't care about people. They don't care about the cost of fuel. They want to push people into EVs, which they do not want. And you could make that a part of your campaign, and we're not. Instead, Conrad, we've got the state GOP here in Colorado suing members of our state legislature over what they did to actually get elected. We're more concerned about that than actually getting new Republicans elected in Colorado. You're breaking up, Conrad. I want to hear what you said. So if you can get to a better spot, I'd love that. There we go. There you go. Go for it.
You and I are on the same page about the leadership of the party. They're doing a horrible job.
And Conrad, I'll say that even on a national basis, maybe there's some states that are doing better than others. But again, our messaging and what, you know, even the trial right now that Donald Trump is going through, other than mainstream media, where is our side messaging what a hoax of a trial this is?
They're not.
Thank you. We're missing the boat.
Except for Trump's people are. That's about it. You know?
I mean, no, everybody forgets about the $850 million payout that was made to Paula Jones under Clinton. I mean, none of that's getting talked about. Instead, we're talking about a clerical, I don't know if I would even call it an error. The FEC wasn't even going to investigate Trump over this thing. It's basically a witch hunt, and our side's doing nothing.
So we're so scared the news media is going to beat up on us. That's why they don't fight back.
It's ridiculous.
This is what will happen.
It's ridiculous. And instead, Conrad, we'd rather go after eating our own. You know, we'd rather expel Mike Johnson as speaker now, even after we've expelled McCarthy. I mean, Conrad, I don't know what's going on in our party. We're our own worst enemies.
I about had a stroke when I heard that what's the name from Georgia was trying to do that. I just
it's ridiculous, Conrad. Absolutely
what
ridiculous.
Yep. Right.
Anyways, believe me, I want to be part of the solution. The problem, Conrad, is there's only so much guys like you and I can even do. I can bring these things up on air and talk about the lunacy of things that are going on, but I have no power in the party. None.
Well, I've encouraged you, man. We need to run you for chairman in Colorado.
The problem is, Conrad, there's so many insiders right now that there's no way I'd get elected. You know, they're all Dave William cronies right now.
Yeah, you're right.
So there's no way I get elected because you've got all of his cronies in there running things. And you got a guy that's doing things that are so against the bylaws, he won't step down. He's not going to step down. And I even predicted yesterday with Andy that if he happens to win CD5, but there's probably a pretty good chance of him winning the primary and then winning it. My prediction is, Conrad, he doesn't even step down as chair then.
Very good possibility.
He'll pull a Ken Buck. He'll go ahead and stay chair even as he's a U.S. representative.
Yeah, but Buck did the same thing.
I don't see it changing with Dave. He's too prideful. He's not going to change that.
He's an arrogant dude.
He is an arrogant dude. You're exactly right. I called him an arrogant pig yesterday, Conrad, and I'll keep saying that.
I was wanting to call you yesterday. I couldn't make it.
No, you're fine. I appreciate your support, though, very much.
Right on.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you, Conrad. Have a great night. And no, folks, we have the ability to message the things even that I just talked about a moment ago with Craig and Conrad both, whether it be on the immigration side, whether it be on the economy side, the fuel that I just mentioned a moment ago. There's so many things as Republicans, even in our own state, we could be messaging and talking about. But no, we're more worried about keeping independents out of the primary. That's our number one focus as leadership in Colorado. Folks, I got nothing. I have nothing. I don't understand it. I have given the opportunity many times for that side, the Dave Williams and his camp, to please defend what they're doing to me. They can do it in a text message, an email, and I don't want to just be accused of being a rhino. I want real solid answers as to why they're doing what they're doing, and I've heard nothing. Crickets. And the reason why I get crickets is because what they're doing is indefensible. And I'm going to call it out. If you're anyone on that side of the aisle, including an attorney filing these motions for the GOP, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're just as much of the problem as Dave Williams is. And you know who I'm talking about. You know who you are. I won't name names on air, but you know who you are. You're just as despicable as Dave Williams for doing that. Again, I keep challenging and throwing out, please, someone, some way, somehow, either come on air, email, text me, defend the actions going on in GOP leadership in Colorado right now, and I'm all ears. And I get nothing, and the reason why, in my opinion, is because it's indefensible. They have nothing to come back and defend it. If we spent as much time as a party in Colorado trying to win local and statewide elections, we'd be much better off. But instead, we dink around with things that really, at the end of the day, don't matter. And again, I put the challenge out, and all I get are crickets. I'll leave it at that. Scott Garlis is going to join us. We'll talk about the economy overall and what's happening on Wall Street, the Fed, and so on. Hi-Fi Plumbing's coming up next. $100 off your next visit. Give them a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5 to fix it for good.
All right, with that wind, we had get that roof inspected today. And if you have known damage that you need taken care of, Dave can do that as well and work with your insurance company if needed. Dave Hart, Roof Savers of Colorado, 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations now to serve you, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. Find them at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Brokers specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Scott Garlis joining us now. Scott, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hey, John, I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. I had vacation time, got back, enjoy it. I appreciate it very much.
They're never long enough.
No, they're, you know, very true. Although it, you know, it's that old saying, good to get away, good to be back.
This is true, and I always remind myself, I don't really want to live there. It's just nice to visit.
That's right. There you go. All right. So give me some, add some sanity, please, back into my world. I thought by now we'd see the Fed actually making some cuts or at least announcing some cuts down the road. They're not now. They're pushing back against that. Once again, they're going to wait and pull the trigger far too late, just like they waited far too long to raise rates. You and I predicted this. They're going to wait far too long to lower them, and I'm afraid it's going to cost us.
Yeah, you know, I thought we would have had something sooner than now as well. You know, I even thought maybe we'd get something in June, but what we had was at the, you know, the March CPI data came out. It was higher than expected. It actually picked back up for the second month in a row. So this week you have the IMF and World Bank. Their annual meetings or their spring meetings are going on in D.C. Jerome Powell was doing an interview yesterday, and he said, look, based on what we're seeing out of inflation right now, you know, we're going to wait longer before we do anything. He said the one positive thing he said out of that, he said rates can stay where they are and we think we'll get inflation back under control. But he didn't say they're going to hike rates or intimated they won't hike rates anytime soon. But what he did say is we're going to have to delay rate cuts.
Hmm.
And so the markets have been under steady pressure since the end of March, because basically as that data came out, and a couple of other data points that show economic growth is kind of holding up better than expected, that's concerning people that the Fed might not be able to do anything.
Which, again, you and I have talked many, many times. I talked about this a little bit on Monday as well. You know, unfortunately, the Fed doesn't live on Main Street. They live on Wall Street. They really don't understand what's going on Main Street. They think the economy is much, much better than it is. Unfortunately, they're not looking at what people are having to do to actually get by and survive. I mean, I know they're looking at some of the key metrics. The problem, and again, I keep stating this, and I'll keep saying it over and over again, the Fed is part of the problem with inflation, and they don't even realize it.
They are, and to your point, and I know you've brought this up and we've talked about this before, is the Fed's actually creating inflation because they raised rates so far so quickly that people didn't have time to adjust. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have businesses have to pay more for loans they're taking out. So they're charging people even more money for goods they want to buy. That's on top of whatever prices have gone up, whether it's lumber, metal, food, whatever it is. So the Fed is compounding, to your point, they're compounding the inflation effect. Now, one of the other big problems I see here is, you know, people don't think about this kind of stuff, but with all the people coming across the border illegally, you know, and we are giving them money to go, you know, live in apartments in New York for 7 months or a year, and then giving them spending cash. Well, you know, all of that adds up to consumption,
right?
Economic consumption. And so what that's doing is it's creating demand that wasn't there before. And so what that does is pressures prices up, or it stops the economy from actually pulling back like it should be or it was on its path to. And so that's creating this economic demand that's mm-hmm. keeping inflation high, and it's not allowing the Fed to cut rates.
And as you're rightfully stating, it's a false consumption. I mean, I guess it's really consumption, but it's false in the fact that we're borrowing money. $1 trillion every 100 days is what we're essentially printing, borrowing, call it whatever you want to, Scott. But if you print money, you got to get it from someplace. It doesn't come from thin air. So you're essentially borrowing it. So $1 trillion every 100 days to fund the very things, you know, not only that, you know, of course, the very things you're talking about, but the overspending, among other things as well, Ukraine, et cetera. I mean, I can go down the list. But the bottom line is $1 trillion every 100 days. Until we stop doing that, inflation's not going to end, period. So again, once again, the Fed is causing this.
Yeah. I mean, the Fed is causing part of it. I mean, the other part, you know, they're reacting to what the government's doing from a spending basis.
Correct.
And so what the Fed is seeing economically because of that, they're like, well, you know, and that's if, you know, they're going off some of these headline numbers too. And so those headline numbers, what we have seen, they get revised lower. And so that should play out over time. But still, it gives the Fed going into these meetings, they're looking at the recent headline numbers that can't come out, and they're telling you things are great. So the Fed's like, well, heck, this economy feels really good. And maybe it's not really, to your point, not as strong now.
Well, and really quick, Scott, along those lines, yeah. I think, you know, to prove you and I's point that it's not so strong is, number one, those numbers keep getting revised, but also look at, and it's very well the way we predicted it, by the way, Scott. We said by 2024 you'd see increases in inventory on dealership lots and so on. In fact, right now you're finally seeing deals on cars you didn't see even in the past 6 months. So those things are coming around. The reality is they're not selling as many used cars because at the end of the day, people can't afford them. That's another indicator that it's not as good as they think.
Completely. And I think, is it the Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index has dropped like I think when they put their numbers out last month, it was down like 10 or 14% year over year because, exactly to your point, we're seeing a buildup in inventories. In particular, electric vehicles are sitting on a lot of lots, and they're clogging up lots. But, yeah, people, prices got so out of control that people can't afford cars.
Right. And again, because of that, shows you that the, you know, they're having to spend that money in other places. And again, Scott, I coach, you know, folks that are in all sorts of different small businesses, whether it be, you know, everything from pet stores to the automotive world to you name it. I mean, the reality is, you know, I coach a lot of these different businesses. And I'll tell you, Scott, that especially in the automotive, you know, end of things, I mean, even the repair sides of things, which people have to keep fixing or they're not going to keep driving, the reality is there's even been some pullback there. Now, that won't last forever because eventually you got to fix the car. You don't have any choice. But the reality is one of the first things you pull back on are those things that you think you can. And so they do. And they have, again, proving my point that the economy isn't as good as everybody thinks.
It's not. And, you know, another data point I would throw out there, if you look at the jobs numbers, you know, the number of people that are being employed part-time has exploded higher.
Correct.
And full-time jobs, they're either picking up minimally or they've been shrinking. You know, and I look at something like that, and what that tells me is companies don't want to commit fully to employees.
Right.
Because they don't want to get stuck with severance costs if the economy tanks. And they're worried about that because, you know, another data point I love to look at is the manufacturing surveys from the different Federal Reserves. And the most recent one from the New York Fed came out a couple of days ago. I mean, basically every metric across the board that you don't want to see is happening. New orders are declining. Delivery times are getting easier because nobody's buying anything.
Right.
It's easier to get out the door. Inventories are rising. Backlogs are falling. You know, all of these things tell me, hey, it might not be hurting the economy now, but these are trends that keep picking up, and if it keeps going this way, it's really going to start to show up.
Well, and the things that you're talking about, by the way, and this is what the Fed should be looking at. I mean, again, it just amazes me.
Yeah.
These guys have PhDs in finance, and yet, you know, we're sitting here, and no offense, I'm not the smartest guy by any stretch of the imagination. You know far more about this than I do, but yet between the two of us, we seem to be able to figure these things out better than the Fed can. These are the kind of numbers that you're just talking about, by the way, that, you know, things lag behind. So my point is interest rate changes also lag behind. So the reality is if they want to stay ahead of it, they better start lowering now, not in September like they're talking.
Yeah, and the real ironic thing there, too, is it's their own economic data, and it's like they're not even using it.
They're not even looking at it. Scott, for the life of me, I cannot understand what's at play here other than if you start talking really quick the political sides of things, which everybody says the Fed's not political, but we know darn good and well they are. I mean, it almost looks right now, and if I didn't know any better, I'd almost say that the Fed is playing on the conservative side right now, not the liberal side, because the reality is what they're doing is going to hurt the economy closer to the election cycle than if they lowered rates today.
That is quite possible, you know, and you and I have talked about this. We talked about this last year. Like, the administration did everything they could to avoid a recession, and they're still doing all these things to avoid a recession, or at least to slow down, because they're worried about what the economy is going to look like going into the election. If they had dealt with a recession last year, they would be in a much better place now because we would have been through the worst of it. The economy would have been rebounding better. But so now they're shooting themselves in the foot because what they don't want to have is persistently high inflation going into an election. And despite what they say, everything they're doing is driving prices up on everybody.
Correct. Yeah, there's for everybody listening, and I know that, again, I'm not a economic expert, but Scott, there's not a single thing the Fed is doing right now to lower prices. I'm sorry, nothing they're doing is going to lower prices.
They're not, and they really don't intend to. The language has really been shifting lately, saying, like, you know, everything we're seeing from an economic data standpoint tells us there is no rush to lower rates. So now Wall Street has gone from at the beginning of the year expecting 6 rate cuts this year. They're now looking for 1.5,
right.
So one, maybe two. That's a very different picture than what we saw. And so in the meantime, you see these credit card debt totals keep going up.
Yep. And the country's dead. I mean, the debt payments that we're making as a country, again, is just eating away at the budgets that we have to finance other things. I mean, again, you would think collectively these guys would get together and say at some point we've got to make some adjustments or it's going to kill the country.
Yeah, and so the Philly Fed recently put out another survey. It was April 10th, I believe. And what they said is the 30, 60, and 90-day delinquency rate on bank credit cards are at the highest levels ever.
Wow. Wow. Unreal. And we're approaching $35 trillion in national debt, and part of that number is coming because the interest just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. I mean, somebody the other day, one of my clients said, so what am I paying for when I pay these taxes? I said, I have one answer. It's easy. You're paying interest on the debt. That's all you're paying in your taxes. There's nothing else you're getting as a U.S. taxpayer today other than paying interest. That's it.
Correct. The income coming in the door cannot cover the cost.
Nope.
Cannot.
I mean, it's and as if the U.S. country were a family, you know, we would be broke a long time ago, Scott, because families can't do what the government's doing.
That's correct.
It's unreal. So. Light at the end of the tunnel. What do people need to be looking at? What kind of investments can they make to avoid some of the pitfalls out there?
Yeah, you know, right now with what's going on in the bond market, again, I really like yields here. You know, I think they're gonna pay you handsomely. I would look at an ETF like SGOV. It's a short-term treasury bond. That way, if rates go up, you will still benefit.
Okay.
And if rates are coming down, you won't get killed either. But it's a good way to make steady income.
Okay. I'm putting these in my notes. I appreciate it very much. We'll talk next week. Scott, appreciate you, man, very much. And one last thing. How do folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. They can go to marketwise.com, come check out all our free stuff, come check out our paid stuff, or they can follow me on LinkedIn at C. Scott Garlis or on Twitter, the same name.
Awesome. Scott, as always, appreciate you, sir.
John, thanks for your time.
You bet. Have a great night. Thank you very much. And affordable interest mortgages coming up next. Speaking of interest rates, mortgages, where are you at? How does it work? How's that going to go? Kurt and I, by the way, he'll be with me tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll get into more of what's happening in regards to mortgages, the Fed, the housing market, etc. We'll do all that tomorrow. In the meantime, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, speaking of everything we just talked about with Scott, if you want somebody that you can talk to directly, face-to-face, have them help you with all of your different financial investments, getting to retirement, staying there, give Golden Eagle a call today, Al Smith. Find him at klzradio.com.
Life is always changing. So you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, $50 off their tune-up, their AC tune-up special right now. Give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Rain Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual-fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem with the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home, and Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, Veteran Windows and Doors, they will give you free installation the full month of April, and that doesn't mean they have to be installed by the end of April. You can call and get a quote, and it will be included in your quote this month. So please don't think about, you know, you got to have these things all in by the end of the month. That's not the case. Just have Dave out, find out what he can do for you, get a quote, and Dave always will tell you, quote with someone else. He's very confident in his pricing and service and what he can offer you. Veteran Windows and Doors, 303-529-0720.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, I was going to talk about this yesterday, didn't get a chance to, but there is a new leader at NPR. Catherine Mayer is her name. And she had a tweet that went out the other day that took a lot of criticism, by the way, rightfully so. And it said, lots of jokes about leaving the U.S., and I get it. And those were involving who would become the next president, by the way. But as someone with cis white mobility privilege, I'm thinking I'm staying and investing in ridding ourselves of this specter of tyranny. Now, keep in mind, this is NPR, funded by your tax dollars. Yeah, NPR, National Public Radio. Yeah, thank you, Charlie. I should have said that, but NPR. I should talk in the NPR voice, but it would drive you all crazy. These are your tax dollars supporting someone at the helm that is tweeting that statement. Again, lots of jokes about leaving the U.S., and I get it, but as someone with cis white mobility privilege, it's a lot, by the way, I'm thinking I'm staying and investing in ridding ourselves of this specter of tyranny. Now, I could talk for a full hour on that entire statement, cis white mobility privilege, but I'll kind of leave you with that for tonight, let you think through that. Steve House and I are going to be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the first hour, and I may even squeeze this in and let Steve comment on this, because again, that's a whole mouthful, but that's your leader of NPR that a portion of your tax dollars is going towards the funding of. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.